loves the Foo Fighters. What are we doing? Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Beck. I always try to say something dumb in there.
I mean, I'm Dave Grohl. Like, I grew up on the Foo.
He's awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like super into barbecue, which is weird.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does competition smoke stuff.
Oh.
And then he like donates the food to people in need. So it's come on.
If I didn't love him before.
What a guy.
Wow.
That guy's awesome. We're talking with Emily Sevas. I'm Mark Becker. We're on the Rational Revolution. So you mentioned on the other side that you walk up those long driveways, knock on unsuspecting doors, and say, what hurts? What are you hearing?
I mean, again, it's people that I think a lot of it is about just the cost of things, right? Like there are people that are working really hard, working more than full-time jobs, and they're really finding it difficult to get all the bills paid at the end of the month to go to the grocery store and buy what they used to be able to buy. And like, you know, they're concerned about property taxes. It's just like the kitchen table issues. Like, it's so funny because I feel like with the way we consume and the way that everything's put out there on social media and media in general, it's all this like manufactured crises that exist and like the clickbait and all that stuff. But when you talk to people on their doors, like they could not care less about it. They're like, I just need to be able to pay my bills, right? Like, I just need to find childcare that's affordable to me. And it's so like, that's where you begin to be like, we can fix that. Like, we can work to fix that. So that's what I'm continuing to try to do, to be like, ignore all that noise. We don't need the noise. We need to fix what's right in front of us.
It's interesting how, you know, you see people like here locally, Ron Johnson and our buddy Tony Weed, won by gaslighting the American people and the people in Northeast Wisconsin about, oh, these are the, yeah, this invasion at the southern border.
I heard that on doors too. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
Yeah. Like I had this woman in Greenville and I walked up to every door, even if they had big old flags and things like that. And she had a big old flag in her garage. And I was like, tell me what's important to you or what matters. And she's like, I'm afraid when I go up north, someone's going to come to my house and be squatting in my house when I get back. And I was like,
it's not a thing.
No. But it's like, it's so sad because I can't laugh. But
really freaking believe that?
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's because people are being manipulated. Yeah. And what we're trying to get away from is like just siloing ourselves in such a way that like allows you to like exist in a world where that is plausible, you know? And so again, it's going to doors and not like laughing them off, but being like, that would be really concerning if that were actually happening, but it's not. Like, so let's talk about these issues that matter right now.
Yeah. I mean, don't even get me started on something like furries in school, not a thing. Chemtrails, not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines are real.
Yeah, you do hear a lot of conspiracies.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's something that really, you know, the loss of faith and trust in like just known fact is so sad.
Yeah, but I think like that's true, but I think that part of the responsibility that we have, like those of us, especially like on the Dem side, that are going out and hearing those things, like there was I specifically remember certain doors that I went to, and there was a mom with young kids that was talking about the furry thing. And I was talking about I was like, do you know that teachers like have like kitty litter boxes in their classrooms, not for furries, but because in a lockdown, they use those so kids can toilet themselves or they can clean up vomit. Like that is what happens.
Yeah.
And so like going back to that, because I think that what we need to do in those situations, when we hear those things that are just off the wall and based in complete like fallacy, is cater like messaging locally, hyper locally to combat that. Because if you know, if someone's talking about the local school that has furries in it or litter boxes or whatever, like you need to counter message that immediately right now in that local area, instead of letting it go unchecked, like spreading like wildfire.
I wish there was a way. And I know that there are places that do that, but like I wish there was like a coffee table group that would meet with people that can like just talk to folks on how to combat that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, because in my business that I run, people say that all the time, just stupid crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like you and I want to sell them things for my business, so I'm not like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You can't say
that. Can't do that. No.
But it's like, do you really honestly believe that?
I know, but they do.
I know.
They do. And so like to, I think that a misstep is to, so I'm glad you don't, like for your business, but also just personally, because you can't go up to a person that like is feeling anger or like those feelings are real. They're not based in reality as far as like what brought them on, but you to dismiss them entirely is not going to bring them closer to us. I know.
Well, and it's interesting too. I had a gentleman, Dan Olson, a few weeks ago that he's a consultant in, with agriculture. And I mean, that is a very, very bright red industry. And his clients, boy, are they feeling some pain.
Right.
And they're kind of realizing, okay, I know what's what caused that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so interestingly, trying to rationalize that in their heads, these people that have been, oh, they're for me, they're decimating their way of life.
Oh yeah, 100%. I talked to I was gonna say I talked to a gentleman that I got to know with the assembly run that I did, and we agreed at the like he gave me a shot as a Dem at the bottom of the ticket, but he went red the rest of the way up.
Sure, well, that's
which
cool,
is fine.
Though.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. And right. he put a sign up in his field. It was great.
Really?
Yeah. But I talked. We keep in contact, and like what I just told him, I was like, I'm sorry that you were lied to. Like, yeah. I'm sorry that you were lied to and you believe that help was coming or help would be given to you when you're telling me right now that hasn't happened. And he's like, no, I was. And I think saying that and allowing them to kind of sit there and be like, it, realizing that, like that realization, it was a moment where he just kind of like sat and he was like, I was lied to. And I think it's so important to say that out loud to them right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
On day one, we're going to do all these wonderful things. We're day, you know, I don't know, way too many. And here
10 years later.
10 years. Yes. These last 11 months have been a long 10 years, yes. A long decade.
Yeah.
We're sitting down here with Emily Cephos, running for state senate. I'm Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution. Stick around. We're going to talk about what we can do to make the state better.
Woohoo!
All good things. Yeah. Stick around here on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.